It's Two Fat Guys Talk, episode 83, the before and after car ride podcast to and from Batman v Superman. There will be lots of spoilers for Batman v Superman and swearing. On with the show, on to the before portion. All right, this is Two Fat Guys Talk Car Podcast, before and after edition for Batman v Superman. Oh God, this movie looks, it's getting trashed, man.
I'm hoping it's just the fanboys all pissed off because it's not done the same way as the comics. But from everything I've read, it doesn't seem like it. It seems like both the comic fans as well as the movie fans are both united in the way that this movie sucks.
It's, it's a really... I had some hope.
Yeah.
The latest bunch of trailers had me thinking, maybe, just maybe, they're going to pull this off, man. And yeah, I know we're not getting campy Batman to kind of contrast moody Superman, which I thought would have been the best possible way to do it. I would have loved to have seen a character similar to Nicolas Cage's character from Kick-Ass, who in that movie, he was kind of like if 60s Batman was crazy and killed criminals. In fact, in a lot of ways, Nicolas Cage's character from Kick-Ass is what All-Star Batman and Robin Batman should have been.
Yeah, well...
It's like, if Frank Miller knew what he was doing, that's the character he would have created.
Well, if Frank Miller knew what he was doing at one point, he's just gotten full of himself and he thinks he can write still.
Mm-hmm. He's,
He really needs a sidekick himself to tell him when he's screwing up.
Some people should never let their egos go out of control, man. Some people can police their ego, others can't. Having an ego is fine, but man... But I mean, I've been hearing a wide variety of criticism for this movie, which makes me think that perhaps the issue isn't so cut and dry. I've heard that the individual components of the film are fine, but they don't slot together very well, which would make it similar to something like Pacific Rim, for instance.
Or a Frank Miller movie.
Or a Frank Miller movie. I guess Sin City was definitely that kind of film. Now, here's the thing.
It worked, though.
I didn't love Sin City, but I didn't hate it either. In fact, I had a good time. I didn't even hate Man of Steel. Like, I hate a lot of things about it, but at
overall,
the end of the day...
the movie wasn't a hateable movie.
And, like, at the end of the day, I was still like, you know, that wasn't a horrible time at the movies. Like,
it wasn't Pixels.
It was not Pixels. This is, in fact, true.
A movie where you get zero entertainment from it.
I didn't go see Pixels.
I've since seen it, and
oh no,
there's a couple laughs in it, and that is all. Not entertainment laugh, like okay, a 3-year-old wrote that, and I giggled.
Why would you do that to yourself, Dave? Our fans don't want to see you suffer. I want to see you suffer. Our fans don't want
Our
that.
Fans want to see you suffer. Actually.
Our fans want to see me suffer. Of the two of us, I am the least likable by and far.
Definitely.
You know, I'm doing a better job of handling a car and doing this at the same time than I thought.
but yeah, no.
Although if you hear a crash, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And the whole reason I'm going to see this movie is just to see just how far down the rabbit hole this is going to go, because this sets up Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot is riding on this movie, the Wonder Woman solo film.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Lobo.
Suicide Squad to an extent, even though a lot of it is done.
No, Suicide Squad's done. There's not going to be any change because of this film. But
true, but the impressions of this film can taint it.
It can, and that might be unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that Suicide Squad is the better of these two films.
Huh. We live in a strange time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my impression going into this film.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope it's better than what we've heard.
It's 2.5 hours.
Oh,
and
God.
I guess a lot of the cuts to it are what's going to be included in the R-rated version.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I've been hearing some rumors that the R-rated cuts make the film, like, the R-rated cut actually makes it a lot better. Which makes me a little peeved that we're going to go to the theater now. Waste our life.
Yeah. Look. I know they threw the R-rated stuff in after the fact, after Daredevil's massive success.
Deadpool.
What did I say?
You said Daredevil.
Oh, for fucks.
Now, hang on.
Wow.
The Daredevil TV show is R-rated and apparently really good. So perhaps you might be onto something by accident.
No, I'm probably not. Like, we only heard about an R-rated version out of the blue after, like, 2 days of Deadpool being in theaters. Like, holy shit, it's making money? Quick, get some R-rated shit in here.
Have Superman show his dick. You tell Henry Cavill his dick better be shown on that fucking movie.
So, anyway.
I don't think we're going to see Henry Cavill's dick.
No. If that is, in fact, how it is, the R-rated cut that we're going to see on DVD / Blu-ray makes this movie better / viewable, then that is a bad way to do your movie.
Now, these are two very distinct concepts, better and viewable. I'm hoping for viewable today.
Can you tell how low my expectation is going into this?
That might not be a bad thing. I mean, I hear Jesse Eisenberg is really good at Lex. So.
And yet I hear a lot of Lex Luthor fans from the animated series is totally shitting on his character because he's not starting off as bald Lex who's doing all it's like, okay, guys, I get it. Your idea of these characters is centered around probably 20-plus years of history.
Clancy Brown would be spitting in his grave here.
If he was dead. He's not dead, is he?
No, and he's playing, he has a role in the live-action Warcraft movie.
Great.
So maybe he should have been Lex Luthor. You never know.
Here's the thing. Get over yourself. This is a new vision of the characters. It's okay to do something new, as long as it doesn't suck.
What I hope beyond hope is that we all know this movie from all the criticism we're reading. It wants to be a little more thoughtful. It wants to be a little more about what it means to be a hero kind of deal. Okay, fine. I'm okay with that totally. I hope that Batman's brooding introspection is at least different from Superman's, and they're not just the same character.
Yes.
Because that would just be boring, and there would be no reason for them to fight, no reason for there to be any conflict.
Yeah. Again, we'll talk about that more once we've seen the movie in 3 hours. Sorry, with trailers 3.5.
Right, right. Now, granted, the movie does start in 55 minutes. You're saying between now and then that we're going to have 55 minutes of driving and 2 hours of trailers. Oh, man. Dave, I can't promise that I'm going to stay seated through the 2 hours of trailers.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
Okay, yeah, mine too. All right, folks, we'll see you on the flip side. All right, we just got out of Batman v Superman, and here to tell us why this movie was monstrously disappointing is Dave.
Oh, where to start? Oh my god. Let's look at I'm going to start the good because it's got decidedly less to it.
There was some good.
There was. The fights, I thought, were decent. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, I thought, was done well. Wonder Woman was done very well. I like how they had the whole two forms to her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was actually very well done versus just, I took off the tiara and I'm somebody else. Mm-hmm. Kind of stuff.
Sure.
Okay, so that was done well. Bruce Wayne was okay. It was a new take on him. Kinda. But
definitely like this new dark brooding Bruce Wayne.
The whole willing to openly kill thing is a little bit to kind of get over, but that's okay. It's a new take. I said before the movie, we have to be acceptable to new takes.
We must
accept. We must accept, not acceptable.
We must. I didn't say a thing.
I know, I did. Superman, unfortunately, just kept with the brooding dumbass of Man of Steel, and I didn't like Superman. I thought Superman in this was just fucking Batman with the ability to fly. Back to the good, Lex Luthor.
That was a pretty good job, man.
I thought he did a fantastic job of the conniving plans within plans, always having another ace up his sleeve.
Ironically, the only person on the cast who looked like he was having some fun.
Yes, actually. Yeah, very few smiles in this movie. My God.
The world is terrible.
Oh, holy shit. Lois Lane. Holy fuck, Lois Lane is supposed to have not just a personality, but she's supposed to be a badass on her own. She's not supposed to be a kept fucking woman. Again, second half of Man versus Steel. I'm pissed. Man of Steel. They killed Lois's character. Again. I guess she had a couple moments there where she was back to badass Lois Lane, but again, it was reactionary. It wasn't fucking Lois. They could have totally eliminated Perry White's character from this movie. You would have missed nothing. This movie should be called Batman vs. Superman. Get on with it.
But if it got on with it, it would not be what it is.
Holy shit. Shut up. I get it. Can we get on to the fucking meat of this story? Did we need Martha Kent in this movie at all? Did we need her as a damsel in distress at all? Could we not have found some other fucking reason? Alfred, another good part of this movie. I like mercenary, bodyguard, badass Alfred. Liked his role in this. I also like the whole Batcave / residence of Bruce Wayne. That was pretty fucking awesome. Why did he leave the fucking alien ship, or should I say Kryptonian ship, in the government's hands?
In the middle of Metropolis.
In the middle of fucking Metropolis.
Seems like a good idea, right? Nothing bad happened here before. Because of Oh, right. The Kryptonian world maker.
Why did he leave Zod's body in their hands?
Nothing ever bad happened. Oh, right. Right. Travesty. Metropolis. So shall I give my impressions?
Please, because... Okay. Yeah, yes, please.
So, I definitely think this is better than Ant-Man, but that's not exactly a high bar. Significantly less joyful than Ant-Man.
No kidding. So I gotta give that.
This is better than Man of Steel, too. But about as joyless and muted in color and expression and liveliness. And I mean, these stories, these kinds of sober, somber superhero stories are the kinds of things I expect for final chapters of things, not one and two. I mean, how do we get through to DC that you don't gotta be sad and brooding all the time? Like fucking... My greatest fear was realized. Bruce Wayne was brooding in the same way Superman was brooding. And I think the point was to show that they have something in common. But I mean, that was bashed over our heads with their mother's common first name. I mean, fucking, there was no reason for them to fight at all. Like, I mean, Superman could have just stopped walking and been like, Lex Luthor has my mother hostage, please help her. And bam, war over. And then we could have had some more time to have Wonder Woman
who kind of stole the show for me because she was way more awesome than the other fucking two. I mean, this movie, everything that happens in this movie is an excuse because either Zack Snyder or some executive needed something to happen right then and there. So, like, the whole reason to drag Doomsday back to fucking Gotham, across, which is just across the bay. The whole reason to, whole reason that Lois threw the kryptonite lance into the water and then got herself nearly killed trying to retrieve it, realizing, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like every plot point in this movie, much like in Man of Steel, was a contrivance because...
We could.
It was a contrivance, really. Nothing flowed naturally. And the movie kind of goes at this breakneck pace. I thought it started really well. I liked the beginning. I liked showing Bruce Wayne was actually in Metropolis during the World Engine thing.
Yeah.
I actually thought that scene was awesome.
The best one of two of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I'm going to say this, though, again, Hollywood shaky cam is my mortal nemesis. Like, it was so bad in this movie that when Bruce Wayne was walking through Lex's party, he was shaking. Can we stop this, Hollywood? You don't need it for anything.
The shaky cam... I'm not the one who normally automatically complains about shaky cam, but my God, this movie was all shaky cam. This could have been a found footage film.
What did you feel about Superman... again, spoiler alert, what did you feel about Superman's death at the end? Question mark, maybe he's not dead.
Of course he's not. Again, contrived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I buy that my Superman would actually sacrifice himself to kill Doomsday. But here's the thing. Superman and Batman work best together because Batman is a brooding asshole with a heart of gold. And Superman isn't. Superman is the Boy Scout. And turning him into a carbon copy of fucking Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get much play off of the two of them. Because it's just brooding asshole and brooding asshole.
It was just joyless. Like,
yeah, like
I again say this Batman should have been campy and fun just to contrast that. That would have been smart. That would have been wise in this universe.
Yeah, like, there's a reason why Superman is, you know, the sign of hope, etc., etc. It's because he's supposed to give everybody around him. He's the morale booster. He is the team leader. He is hope.
I'm reminded of the All-Star Superman panel. I don't know if this was in the animated movie. It was in the comic, where a suicidal girl is about to throw herself off a building, and Superman stops her and explains that her therapist really was late. He was held up.
I read that.
Yeah, that, you know, there's always some hope, there's always some silver lining, and he fucking just hugs her. This is what Man of Steel and Batman v Superman are missing, the human side of Superman. Like, they're too hung up on the whole alien trying to be a man thing that they forget that Superman is a man. He is as vulnerable and as subject to human emotion as anyone. And these films forget that. Hell, even Death Battle in their analysis of why Superman wins against Goku, which I agree with, they argue that that's Superman's story, but it's not. Superman's, This is the version of Superman we're getting in the film. And I'm not going to bark about it being different from the comic, but I am going to say, couldn't have they tuned this a little better so that there's still some kind of joy and hope and color, both literally and figuratively, in this film series that just seems to be a bunch of joyless husk films? The only reason I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad is because I kind of hope it's a little fun. But now I'm doubting that.
Yeah, this film was just... It was bleak and dark. Oh, another good scene. His vision of the future, where it's obvious that Darkseid has invaded Earth.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? So, they tried to shoehorn in...
Now he's a precog.
Yeah, they tried to shoehorn in everything so someone's going back in time to warn him that he's right about Superman, except he wasn't.
Like, I mean...
Actually, that seemed to be taken a few different ways.
Yeah, it could have been removed. Is what actually, it really could have been. I'm not sure.
Actually, that scene was very ambiguous for a reason. It was that Lois Lane needed to live to keep things from going. Her dying was the trigger. Obviously, that was Flash. Nice yeah. little cameo there. But back to the dark side, precog future thing. I thought that was... I liked that scene, even though it didn't need to be there.
I like the vision of the future. I have zero issue with a Batman who kills and uses guns, just as I have zero issue with a Superman who kills and uses guns. This is the film version. This is this series' versions of them. Those things can be different. And people get too hung up on the whole Batman would never kill thing. Listen, alpha nerds, your characters can have different interpretations and be presented differently in different mediums. Instead, focus on why perhaps a certain presentation fails the medium it's presented in. And that's what I think Zack Snyder's Superman series here misses. It's a different Superman, but it's a pointless Superman. It's a joyless, somber, unfun, uninteresting Superman. It's a film, just like Pacific Rim. You go to these movies to watch the visuals, and then you kind of just don't go back. Final thoughts?
This won't be the doomsday of this series, but for fuck's sakes, they need to do a... Zack Snyder's gotta go.
I kind of want to watch Deadpool again. Yeah. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Make guys talk and come here.